Because every discussion of consequential damages begins with the seminal case of Hadley versus Baxendale. We all studied in law school in our first year. Back in 1854, a mill owner named Hadley had the crankshaft in his mill break. He hired Baxendale, who was some sort of a transport service, to take the crankshaft from the mill to a neighboring town so that the manufacturer there could copy it and make a new one. The carrier took a lot longer to get the crankshaft over there than he should have, and as a result, the mill was closed for several days that it shouldn't have been. The owner of the mill, Hadley, sued and demanded damages for his lost profits during the delay period. He was awarded £25 in the trial court, but that jury verdict got reversed when the case went up, and the Court of Exchequer in England proclaimed three fundamental principles of recoverable damages that have been with us now for 150 years. First, that damages that are fairly and reasonably considered as arising naturally and in the usual course of things from a breach of the contract are recoverable. We call them direct damages. We presume that these damages are foreseeable. You won't ever see a contract case where anybody weighs that issue. That presumption is just there. Second, that consequential damages beyond those, but that still occur as a probable result of the breach, are recoverable as long as they may reasonably be supposed to have been in the contemplation of the parties at the time they made the contract. In addition, special damages that arise from special circumstances under which the contract was actually made that are known to the parties are recoverable.